HarperCollins presents The Lie of the Land, Who Really Cares for the Countryside? By Guy Shrubsole. Read by Guy Shrubsole. For Amy, Dan, Harry, Jess, John, Lewis, Maria, Nadia, Nick and Paul, the best team I've ever been part of. Land needs to be owned if it's to be looked after. Matthew Paris, BBC Radio 4, 10th of January 2023. The earth shall become a common treasury for all. Gerard Winstanley, 1649. Introduction, The Lies of the Land. Let me begin with the parable of the landowner who destroyed a river. In 2023, John Price, a multi-millionaire landowner and farmer, was jailed for destroying part of the River Lug in Herefordshire. The Lug, whose name means bright stream in Welsh, rises in the Radnorshire Hills before flowing down through the small town of Prestane and into England. Its banks abound in willow trees and alders. Dragonflies dance among the yellow irises and sprays of cow parsley lining its edges. Atlantic salmon thread their way through viridian mats of water crowfoot. To own a stretch of this river is to possess a small slice of paradise. Yet to John Price, owner of over a kilometre of the Lug and the lands either side, it needed work. Sometimes, after a downpour, the river would breach its banks and nearby fields would flood. So Price set about it with diggers and chainsaws. After he had finished, the river no longer resembled the bright stream of its etymology. Photos of Price's tract of the Lug look like a First World War battlefield, a morass of mud crisscrossed with tyre tracks and piled with sawn-up branches. The landowner ripped up 70 trees, drove a bulldozer along the river to dredge its bed, and used an 18-ton digger to scour its banks of all vegetation. Price's actions sparked a huge outcry. Large stretches of the Lug are designated a Site of Special Scientific Interest, SSSI, or SSSSI, for their unique habitat. Herefordshire Wildlife Trust called the incident a crime against the environment. Its chief executive, Jamie Audsley, bemoaned the immense harm done to the site, saying, "Landowners have a clear and vital responsibility to look after the rivers in their care." The government's green watchdog, Natural England, said that the damage to the SSSI had been devastating and proceeded to press charges. Presiding over the case, Judge Cole stated that John Price had displayed outrageous behaviour and had engaged in vandalism of the environment on a grand scale. In Price's view, he was simply being a custodian of the land. "I have always looked after the river," he claimed, in comments reported by the press. "I was asked to stop the erosion because I'm the landowner, so I'm responsible for the river." By reprofiling the meandering Lug, Price had effectively turned it into a sterile and lifeless canal, down which any floodwaters could now flow faster. Future flooding had not been prevented, it had just moved further downstream, displaced from fields into front rooms. Price's defenders, however, did not let these facts trouble them. "He always says the farmers are the country's gardeners. We look after our land," Price's partner told the press. "He was trying to do the best and look after it in the way that they've done it for years and years, as he always says, like his father and like his grandfather." In the wake of Price's conviction, other landowners and farmers circled the wagons, proclaiming him to be a very good farmer who should be freed immediately and compensated. After Price was sentenced to 12 months in the clink, The Telegraph ran an extraordinary article defending him, claiming the government relied on landowners like him to be stewards of the land. Not everyone agreed, of course. Ben Goldsmith, a prominent conservative environmentalist and landowner himself, observed that many custodians of the countryside aren't quite the custodians they like us to think they are. The environmental campaigner George Monbiot concurred, "It's bad enough that the extreme concentration of landholding in the UK means an extreme concentration..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?